We are back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are constantly sharing the success of entrepreneurship. And you can find us 24/7 if you're interested in entrepreneurship on our website, on our blogs, on our social sites. You can find us all the time on our YouTube channel. We're there all the time with content. And I want to thank our friends again over at the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. I'm going to do this all week long, who are our hosts, and specifically Mark Furman, who's my co-host for this segment, who's our litigation and support reporter, business reporter. Thank you, Mark.
Hi there, Jeffrey. It's great to be with you.
Good. Thanks a lot, Mark. Again, great hosts. And our next guest is Eric Gation of Walter and Schufein. Is that right? And we're going to talk about entity selection. Correct?
Thanks for having me.
Great. So,
and Eric, you're a CPA. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm a CPA partner with Walter Schufein here in town. My firm, we're roughly around 60 people. We have two offices. I'm based out of the Boston office. I've been with the firm about 17 years now.
Wow.
That's despite your youthful appearance.
I used to have that problem. Not anymore. So, yes, so you're an accountant by trade, and I should have asked that. Thank you. There, Mark's there to back me up, as he has been many times over the decades, for my errors. So, again, let's get back to the topic, entity selection. Why is that an important topic for our entrepreneurs?
So I think it it has a lot of long-term strategic implications for the entrepreneur. A lot of times, people will set up a entity and not really think about, you know, what their ultimate goal is and what the best, what type of entity would best suit their needs. So it's important to think about this selection process up front to the extent that you have the information available.
So what are the choices?
So there's really about, there's really six types of entities to choose from. There's a sole proprietorship, general partnership, limited partnership, two types of corporations, is what's called a C corporation, S corporation, and lastly, a rather new type of entity in the last 20 or so years, limited liability companies.
Okay. So I'm start. Let's say I'm
LLCs,
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm starting a business. I'm going to manufacture widgets.
Yep.
And I'm not going to own real estate. I'm renting a place, although someday I hope to own real estate. You know, which of these entities would seem to make sense from an accounting and tax perspective?
You know, It really depends. There are positives and negatives to all these different entities. If there was one, fit all solution, it would be a simple selection. They each have their positive and negatives. The simplest out there is what's called a sole proprietorship, and that is basically if you don't create anything at all and you just start to operate a business, and there are no actual legal filings, but the IRS says, hey, we want our money, and they're going to tax you on it. So they call you a sole proprietorship, and that files on a Schedule C on your individual tax return. You'd report your income in that manner.
So should I jump in with the legal perspective on some of the, as we go through these entities?
Sure.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. So on the sole proprietorship, the lawyer in me would say, if you're engaged in any type of activity that could result in liability, don't be a sole proprietor, even though it's the simplest, because as a sole proprietor, you're personally liable for every debt of the business, and you could be personally liable for any personal injury or property damage that isn't insured. So there's no liability protection that's built into sole proprietorship. And as long as we're on the subject, I'll mention same thing applies to general partnership.
Right.
If me and my friend Jeffrey started a business manufacturing widgets. The lawyer in me would say we shouldn't be a general partnership, even though that's pretty simple too in a lot of ways, for the same reason, the liability reason. So I'll turn it back to you now.
Right. I mean,
I thought we were going to go through the list of six.
We yeah, are.
Just to touch on the, you know, in a sole proprietorship, the easier, you know, the advantages are it's very easy to form. There's really no formation. It's very inexpensive to set up. And there, you know, when we talk about corporations, there's no double taxation of it. We'll get into that in a little bit. But on the disadvantages, there's unlimited personal liability, and there's no ability to issue equity to other individuals down the road. And there's no continuity of existence, meaning, you know, if you were to die, the entity would end. You know, it wouldn't continue on, you know, after your existence. You know, generally, it's probably not the best selection for the entrepreneur, you know, unless, you know, you're a very simple type of business where you're able to, you know, buy insurance to protect yourself. You know, that would really be the only, you know, time that you would actually use it, sole proprietorship.
So moving on to other types of entities.
So you had touched upon a general partnership. You know, general partnership is more or less if you take two individuals who create a company and kind of like two sole proprietorships put together, you have what's called a general partnership. Generally, there's no, you know, legal filings. It's relatively inexpensive as well. You know, once again, disadvantages, there's unlimited liability to each partner in the general partnership.
So that if I mess up in my partnership with Jeffrey, Jeffrey's personally liable for every mistake I make.
Correct. Which is obviously a huge
It's like being married. No matter what happens, it's always my fault.
Yeah. and another thing to point out here is, you know, generally outside investors aren't interested in general partnerships. You know, they're not going to want to put their money into a general partnership and put themselves on the line. So probably not the best selection for the entrepreneur in many cases. So I'm going to move on to some of the other entities, which I think are probably more pertinent. Limited partnership. So in a limited partnership, you have two types of partners. There's what's called the general partner and the limited partner. So the advantages of a limited partnership is there's limited liability to the limited partners. Now, let's differentiate between the limited partners and the general partners. The general partners are generally the partners who are operating the business. The limited partners are the partners that are funding the business. So to a investor, this is a lot more, this is a much better type of entity selection than a general partnership because they're going to be protected. The only thing really that would be at risk is what they put into the company. Another thing to point out here, which is going to be an advantage to some of the other selections we're going to get into in a second, is it's pass-through tax treatment, meaning there's not going to be double taxation, and the income or losses are going to flow to the individual partners, general partners, and limited partners as well.
So by double taxation, we're talking about having to pay tax on the profits at the corporate level or the partnership level.
Correct.
And then when the rest gets, and then the remaining money gets distributed to the partners, they get taxed on it too. That's a bad result.
It is.
At the corporate tax rate between state and federal, you'd be paying about 40%, and then you're paying tax on the rest, and it gets to be a ridiculously high percentage of tax. So people like pass-through entities for tax purposes.
Right, correct. And, you know, you could be well over 50% if you do the math in many cases. So Pass-through entities are a significant advantage if you're able to use them, and in some cases you're not able to use them. Two other quick points on a limited partnership. It's a creature statute, meaning that it is, unlike a general partnership and a sole proprietorship, a limited partnership is a legal entity that's typically set up, you know, with the Secretary of State, and it is a filing. And just to point out again that, you know, you're limited, the limited partners cannot participate in the management role of the company. So if you're looking for, if a person's looking to be a limited partner and also wants to be the operator of the business, probably not the best selection.
Okay, moving on.
Okay. So
the next two were more common when I first went into business.
Well, the next two are pretty, yeah, they're still common today in a lot of cases, depending the type of industry. So there's, the next two are going to be, are corporations. And let's just start off and I'm going to say that there's two types of corporations. There's C corporations and S corporations. Those, the term C and S are codes of the Internal Revenue Code. They're sections of the Internal Revenue Code. From a legal perspective, though, a corporation is a corporation. So when we talk about C corporation and S corporation, all we're talking about are different ways the IRS taxes and views these entities. If we're not talking about the IRS, it's kind of the same thing from a legal perspective. I'm going to start off with a C corporation. So a C corporation is the most common type of corporation out there, and unlike an S corporation, it is subject to double taxation. It's a separate legal entity created under state law with a legal existence distinct from its owners. So that offers a lot of advantages to the shareholders. It's the best shield against personal liability, meaning it's a separate legal entity. There's no ability to go after the shareholders in any way. It's the best entity to attract venture capital. So for the entrepreneur, this is why a lot of the, if you're looking to attract venture money, this is the entity you see probably 80 to 90% of the time. So that's a huge thing to keep in mind. And a C corporation offers flexibility in capital structure in ways you're able to offer various types of equity compensation where in other types of entities you're not able to do so. So the biggest disadvantage of a C corporation, which we had touched on already, it is not a pass-through entity. So, you know, the C corporation is going to pay their own taxes, and if they make money and want to distribute the money to the shareholders are going to pay taxes again on the dividend that the corporation is paying to them. Two other things I just want to point out, the formalities and record keeping of a corporation can be very, very significant and expensive. And in many cases, so you may be set up in a state of Delaware, which is the most common for a corporation to be found in the state of Delaware, but you're required to register in, you know, every state you're doing business in. So once again, it can be very time consuming and expensive, a lot of legal filings and so forth. So who's right for C corporation? In most cases, the company looking to seek out venture money. And also not eligible to be an S corporation. Okay, so I'm just going to touch now on the two remaining entities. We have an S corporation, and the other one I want to talk about is a limited liability company. An S corporation is very similar to a C corporation. However, an S corporation offers the flow-through tax treatment, meaning the individual shareholders are going to be responsible for the tax. Now, the key thing there is you're avoiding the double taxation that a C corporation would be facing. It offers, however, the same effective shield against the personal liability. Disadvantages of an S corporation, well, you're limited to 100 shareholders and individuals who are U.S. citizens and residents. So right there, you know, that limits many, many corporations from being an S corporation. Last type of entity I want to touch on, a limited liability company. So a limited liability company is kind of a hybrid between a C corporation and a general partnership. It protects personal liability like a C corporation. Unlike an S corporation, LLCs have no limitations with respect to the eligibility of its owners, who are called members. Accordingly, or another LLC may be a member of an LLC. And unlike a limited partnership, the members of an LLC may control the company and participate in its management and still be protected against personal liability. So that's, you know, a huge benefit of an LLC. An LLC offers extraordinary flexibility, probably the biggest advantage. So you're able to custom create an operating entity that structure distributions and tax allocations to the best way that you see fit and to operate, that goes, you know, that corresponds to the Internal Revenue Code. Now, on that same note, the Internal Revenue Code sections that, you know, that control an LLC are some of the most complex out there, and they're hundreds, if not thousands, of pages that direct, you know, how an LLC operates for tax purposes. It's a pretty effective shield for personal liability, and once again, it's the pass-through tax treatment, which offers a significant advantage.
Eric, clearly a very exhaustive list, and not enough time to really go through all the cost benefits and advantages of all of them. But if somebody was in business, because you can change your classification also midstream, mid-game, or as you're starting a business, closing down a business, starting another one again, someone wants to understand some of these things, how would they find you?
You can, so I'm at, once again, I'm at Walter and Trefain. You can call me directly. My office number is area code 617-447-2728. You can also email me at egashin, that's E-G-A-S-H-I-N, at WSCPA.com.
Wow. Quite a thorough topic. Eric Gashin from Walter and Trefain. Thanks for being on the show, and we hope you come back again and sort of dive into some of these topics a little bit more specifically. Again, thanks to our hosts of Vitarlo, Breedhart and Rogers, and Mark Furman specifically. We got to take a break. We have time schedules, and we'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.